Joseph was dismayed when his fiancée Mary was found to be with child. So he decided to divorce her and cry. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream one night to tell him that the Lord said it would be alright to
Mary, Mary, parents of boy too. Mary, Mary, plan to have it go through. This young thing's highly valued, and that is why I've been sent to tell you. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Mary, Mary, then you'll soon see what said is true, not make-believe-y. From heaven above, God sends a Savior, and he'll deliver him by a virgin. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Once you're married, then he'll prove the girl you love is truly pure. She's done no yourself. Mary, though pride you'll swallow, till God's cleansed your land from sin and brought Messiah to the sons of men. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too.
I know. Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X. As we put the wraps on another awesome Christmas season and move ahead to a new year with our Lord in control. Jerry Q, the DJ here, along with my friend Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist from the band who makes this show happen each week. We thank you for listening. Jay?
Hey, it's great to be here, Jerry. I can't believe we're almost up to show number 50. We're a 49th show. At the end of this year, it's been a great year. And looking forward to playing some brand new songs for you and some old ones for you today. Let's start off with some brand new ones. We got a first song today is about Joseph getting the message from God through an angel, as he's got quite a few messages through angels you read in the Gospels. And he said, go through with his marriage. So the song's called Mary, Mary, M-A-R-R-Y, M-A-R-Y. It's a parody of Mary, Mary by the Monkees. After that, we have another new song called Turn Up the Ray of Hope, which is a parody of Turn Up the Radio by Autograph. And then we have a Stevie Wonder parody called The Wonder of Christmas, the parody of Stevie Wonder's song I Wish. And after that, an old one-hit wonder parody by the group Brewer and Shipley, their song One Coke Over the Line. And another one from Joseph talking about a message from an angel. It's called Once We're Over the Line. It's about, he's supposed to flee to Egypt. And then God warned him by an angel through a dream that he should go back, too. So lots of angelic messages for Joseph there. Anyway, that song, again, is called Once We're Over the Line. And after that, we have a song called Try Micah, which is a parody of Drive My Car by the Beatles, which deals with the three wise men, or however many wise men there were. We don't know if there were three. We just know there were three gifts.
Well, Jay, we had one Beatles song in our last set, but we've parodied a whole lot more, and we want to feature them in the rest of the show today. So what do we have up next?
Sure. First, we got a song about Jacob and his many, many sons called Here Come the Sun, and I think you can figure out which one that's parody of. So after that is a story about a lady who first achieved fame in the 80s and for always pushing the envelope. Her name was Madonna, and the song's called Maybe Madonna, and it deals with the fact that you never know, whether a person is ready to receive Christ or not. Sometimes it's the most surprising people. Saul of Tarsus probably didn't look like a very good candidate either. Anyway, Maybe Madonna, you can guess what that's a parody of, too. These ones are all going to be pretty obvious what they're parodies of, so I won't even tell you. The next one is a parody of deals with Yom Kippur, Jewish Day of Atonement. It's called Day Kippur. I think you can figure that one out. And finally, we have a parody dealing with the Lord's Prayer. We take the Lord's Prayer seriously. It's a parody of the song. However, the song is called Come to Father, and I think you'll get what that one's called, what that's a parody of, too.
Here come the sons, you can do it. Here come the sons, beside the Israelites. Israel father, Reuben, along with brother Simeon. Here come crowded, with Levi, Judah, and Dan the fifth. Here come the sons. Sorry.
It's true. It's true. Now, Greg, you know, I wrote that in the 90s, but if I'd written it today, I might have called it Lady Magaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Apologetics with an X, and Jay, I understand you passed some important milestones in your life recently. Would you care to share that about that?
Sure, I'd rather pass important milestones than important kidney stones. earlier this year, meaning this year, is the 30th anniversary of my becoming a born-again Christian. That was on January 31st, and on December 31st, that is the 20th anniversary of when I became a full-time member of Apologetics. I've always been a member of Apologetics, but doing it full-time, as you know, people can no longer say, don't quit your day job, because it's been my day job and my night job and my all-the-time job for the last 20 years.
Well, congratulations to you, Jay, and I hope some other folks will maybe shout out at you as well. Let's keep the Beatles tunes parody, though, and what do you have for us next?
Sure. We have a parody about addiction and how Christ can set us free from other addictions. But we do get another addiction with that, and that is the addiction to Him, because we rely on Him for everything. So it's called Addicted to Christ. It's a parody of Ticket to Ride from the Beatles movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. No, they changed the name of it. They changed it to Help. But if you had the original pressings of that record that had Ticket to Ride, you would have seen it would say from the movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. After that, we have a parody of the song Let It Be, and it's about the book of Philemon, or Philemon, and it's called Set Him Free. After that, we have a very long parody of the song Hey Jude. It's about the book of Jude, and it's called Take Jude. And finally, a parody of the Ballad of Joan and Yoko. It's called The Ballad of Jesus and Yahweh, and it gives you some advice on how you can answer those people who come and knock on your door and try to tell you that Jesus is not God.
Drunk or try to get high, it only brings strife. She's got a new life finally. Before she says I stayed out all night, I wanna live right, so now at midnight I sleep. The angels on a decline and singing today. Yeah. The devil's probably mad. He's going. She doesn't wanna try to get high, because Jesus Christ has gone to new heights I see. Before she used to pay for good times, there was a steep price, but now the good times are free.
from sin. God save me from sin. God save me from sin.
Troubled runaway, he comes to thee, seeking your forgiveness, set him free. While in the power of darkness, he was granted life abundantly. He returns a Christian, set him free. 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 And when the open-hearted people listen when the word is preached, there will be one master, set him free. For though your slave departed, there was still a man Christ saved, you see. There will be one master, set him free. 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 Yeah, there will be one master. Set him free. 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 If you're working with me, set him free. Till he'd risen, but he fought.
you're strange, like Jude and James. Don't worry, the word of God has shown us that those we know who think we're fools and crazy kooks, they may just convert.
Come. trying to make you part of their plans. They hand you a tract and say they want to come back. You know, they said that Jesus just was a man. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Titus 2:13 says that Jesus is our God and Savior, so great. Peter and Paul say the same thing, by the way. You can't check 2 Peter 1:1 today. Christ is more than a teacher. I know. There's lots of proof when I read. Oh, from there it's to the letter to Hebrews, talking how God's Son is unique. Hebrews 1 verse 8, the Father truly does say, he says his only Son is God, yes indeed. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's God, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof.
Apologetics with an X. Thanks to all of our fine radio stations and streamers who carry our program each week. If you need information about when your favorite musical outlet carries the show, please check with them. We know about our flagship station right here where we record the show, Angel 95 FM. It airs the show at 7 Central Saturday and Sunday nights and 11 Monday morning. And we're on TuneIn, as is Angel 95 FM, is our logo there too. And at our own webpage, angel95fm.com. And on phone apps around the globe. So anyway, you're listening. We appreciate it. But please support whatever radio station you'd like to listen to the program on. And if you want to pick up a few downloads from Apologetics, you can buy an album or get every one of their songs on a USB drive. Jay can hook you up. And how would you do that, Jay?
Oh, sure. If you go to apologetics.com, it's just apologetics with an X, .com, you can get our latest singles, downloads for a donation. You choose what you want to donate. Or you can get our latest CD. It's on sale. You buy one, get one free. You can get a second copy of the CD, or you can choose from 26 other titles. We have USB drives, as Jerry mentioned. They contain the entire catalog of all our songs. We have about 650 parodies and over 1,000 tracks, because we have various versions of some of the songs. And plus, you can go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, about 30 other different carriers, and it's available there too. So we're just glad that you're listening to us. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we have some more great Beatles parodies here on the show as we get ready to close it out. Imagine that already. But how mightest thou exit this potpourri of parodies to carry their brain throughout the week, Jay?
Well, you have Old English and French in the same sentence. we have a parody we released last year, parody of Nowhere Man by the Beatles. It's a song I actually wrote over 20 years ago. I was waiting for the proper time. I'm really glad we waited, because I think it turned out really nice. It's called Noah Man, and it's not just about Noah himself. It's about modern day, the way we're kind of like Noah, people look at Christians and say, what in the world are you building this ark for? There's not a cloud in sight. After that, we have a parody from Acts chapter 8, and it's a parody of Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles, and it's called Can't Buy Free Love, dealing with Peter and Simon the Sorcerer. After that, we deal with the minor prophet Habakkuk and its parody of Get Back. And finally, we have a live song. This is a parody of the song I saw her standing there, and our version is called I Saw the Incident.
He's a real Noah man, sitting in his boat on land, making all his Noah plans with no flooding. Doesn't have a port in view, no spot for his floating zoo. Doesn't seem to fit like you and me. Noah man, please listen. We don't know what you're sniffing. Noah man, the world is not gonna end. Dry as we can be, check these flood-free rocks and trees. Noah man, can you see rain at all? Noah man, don't worry, rain or shine, snow flurries. Through it all, the sun's coming out to give you a
in the Satan through witchcraft. And Simon had a bunch of money, but he couldn't buy free love. I'll give you all I got, he said, if you show me what to do to make the power of God descend upon the ones I wish it to. Peter said, dude, flush your money. Money can't buy free love. Can't buy free love. So can't buy free love. No, don't sow. So Satan will keep folks buying things that might be satisfied, till they're at the point where finally they bought a great big lie. Lies can cost you more than money, and money can't buy free love. So
not to try. Till you're at the point where finally you wanna just plain die. I can't bear to watch your buddy come and get Christ-free love. Get Christ-free love.
Chance to discover.